It's gonna be alright. Yeah, yeah. How can you tell? It's 1975, and Vietnam is finally at peace, reunified after centuries of fighting for its independence. The victors wasted no time renaming every street and neighbourhood in the former South, after national heroes and significant others in the creation and defence of the nation. This is how Ho Chi Minh City got its name. Today, in the city centre, there's a small neighbourhood named after a young South Vietnamese university student from the Mekong Delta, who at the height of anti-war demonstrations in the United States in the 60s and 70s, became a beacon for peace on its university campuses across the country. So what happened? How did a supposed South Vietnamese compatriot from a small farming community just outside of Saigon, the son of a typist at the Saigon Port Trading Company, receive Vietnam's highest honour as national hero, and have streets, neighbourhoods, and schools named in his honour? And what happened to him? This is one of the few known stories about a man who stood for peace at a time when it was deadly to do so. Blood Debt, the legend behind the Win Tai Binh neighbourhood of Ho Chi Minh City, a Bureau podcast.